1057 CFW. Mac and cheese.
Yummy.
But for your ears, this is 105.7 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. Beneath my veins.
Is 105.7 CFW.
Oh,
This is 105.7 CFW. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunny and beautiful tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. Breezy, sunny, and low 80s Thursday. Breezy again Friday, sunny and warmer, upper 80s. Hot for the weekend with sunshine, highs into the 90s. It's 69 degrees right now. CFW.
CFW.
Something else. You really love me.
A part of the valley is Sounds Like Summer Concerts in Phoenix Park and taking a ride on the Chippewa River Trail. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
Another one bites the
1057 CFW.
It's a party on the plaza. Enjoy free music at Haymarket Plaza in downtown Eau Claire the final Saturday in August. Three bands providing the tunes along with arts and crafts vendors and, of course, food. It's all happening on August 26th from 5 to 9 p.m. You'll find more details at visiteauclaire.com.
Yeah.
As much a part of summer as a bottle of suntan lotion that's all goopy at the top because someone didn't clean it up before putting it away. Someone's head is gonna roll. 1057 CFW. CFW. 1057 CFW. Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Idalia is a Category 2 storm, but is projected to come ashore early tomorrow as a Cat 3 in Florida's Big Bend region. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the storm surge could hit 12 feet.
Storm surge is the number one killer with hurricanes. This one is a story to a story and a half in a person's house. So, unless you've got an incredibly elevated structure, it's incredibly dangerous to stay around.
President Biden reveals a list of 10 prescription drugs that will be part of price negotiations between Medicare and pharmaceutical companies under the Inflation Reduction Act. Some drug companies have filed legal challenges, but Mr. Biden says,
"We're going to keep standing up to Big Pharma, and we're not going to back down."
Number two House Republican Steve Scalise is diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a blood cancer which he says is very treatable. CBS's Allison Keyes.
On the platform formerly known as Twitter, the House Majority Leader says he will work while being treated for the next several months.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire...